Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. Welcome back to What's Up This Week from Do This, Not That. This is our short episode where we break down what is going on in the world of business and marketing this week. And also tomorrow, we're releasing a special episode with Amy Porterfield coming on as a guest. She has the number one marketing podcast in the United States with over 50 million downloads. Hope you check out that episode. And then, of course, at the end of the week, we still have our 10-minute episode with tactics, tips, and all that stuff. So what is going on this week that's interesting? Well, what is the super hot job right now in the world of marketing and business that's kind of exploding everywhere? It is being a prompt engineer. New data that just came out from ZipRecruiter shares that prompt engineers in the United States are seeing an average annual pay of about $63,000 a year, which equates to about $30 an hour. And right now, for example, there are jobs out there for prompt engineers that are crazy high. So Anthropic, which is an artificial intelligence research company, they have an open role out there right now for a prompt engineer with a salary starting at $280,000. That's reported by Bloomberg. What is a prompt engineer? Basically, a prompt engineer is all about AI. Prompt engineers basically serve as the conduit, the human conduit between the output of what you're trying to get out of these AI platforms, right? And then trying to re-engineer those outputs. So a prompt engineer designs and continually refines the inputs that you're putting into platforms such as ChatGPT or Gemini or Midjourney or any of these. And their job is to try to take the outputs that the AI platforms give them. They mess around with what they're asking the platforms to do, and then they get a better output. So right now, prompt engineers are a hot commodity in terms of big companies trying to hire for them. I personally think this is a road to nowhere. This is a career to nowhere, because you fast forward a year or two from now, do you really think you're going to need a prompt engineer, or is it just going to be really simple to be able to get the most out of all these AI tools? So really cool if you want to be a prompt engineer for the next 5 minutes, but I don't really think it's going anywhere. That's my own humble opinion. Some other interesting things that are going on. X is really sharing some of their struggles without them really saying that they're struggling. What do I mean by that? A new thing that came out this week on X, which is the old Twitter, is that now as a company, forget about as an individual, if a company goes and gets the yellow verified badge, if they sign up for the yellow verified badge, that costs about $2,000, okay, for limited access. That used to just get you the yellow badge and some limited stuff. But now, if you sign up for that yellow badge as a company to be verified, you automatically would get $2,000 in ad spend on X. And really, what they're desperately trying to do is to get new advertisers to try to spend marketing dollars on X. So they're basically giving everybody $2,000. So if you are thinking about getting verified, it's basically free ad money to do that on X. But I don't think that's really foreshadowing some good path for X and the advertisers that they are trying to get. Interesting thing that came out this week from Instagram. It's so sad that this is interesting. So Instagram has launched a new sticker that you could put on your reels and whatnot. It is a notify sticker. Now, the reason I say it's sad is the fact that Instagram adding a new sticker that you could put on your posts is exciting, is really, we're in a pathetic state in our society and our world, but hey, it is exciting to me. So when you add a notify sticker to, let's say, your reels, it will allow users to receive a notification of the fact that you posted. So let's say you wanted to have, you know, you love a certain creator or you love a certain brand, and you see they put notify as one of the clickable stickers on their posts. If you click on it, you then can say, yes, I want to get these notifications. And then every time they post, you're going to get a notification the same way you get notifications about anything on your phone, on your mobile devices, all that different types of stuff. And then once they click on the notification, they'll go right to the post. Now, why is this important? The head of Instagram came out and said this about why it's important, the notify stickers. He said, nobody reaches all of their followers when they post, primarily for two reasons. One, a lot of your followers won't open the app that day or even the next day. And those who do log in have far more posts to see than they have time to spend. And they don't scroll through far enough to see every post. So think about utilizing the notify sticker almost as if the way you're growing your email database or your push notification database on your website. You want as many people as humanly possible that are following your brand or you individually to click on this sticker. You want to include it in a lot of your posts because that way, when you do post stuff, people actually see it. On average, less than 15% of your network will see any content that you put out there. So leveraging this notify sticker is going to be a great new way in Instagram to get people to actually see your content. And I think you fast forward to 6 months, it's going to be a game changer. What nonsense is going on this week? Because you know I love nonsense. Well, I just saw that The Office, the TV show The Office, which I love, who doesn't love The Office? They are rebooting that series. That has been confirmed. Okay, that is wild. Now, I don't think they're bringing any of the people back, but they're going to be rebooting The Office. I'm very pro this. Love that show. I also saw they're rebooting Melrose Place. That's the show I used to watch like, I don't know, 20, 30 years ago. And it was a spinoff of 90210. Great show. I don't know why they're rebooting it because they're bringing back all the original stars who have to be like 400 years old now. They're bringing back like Heather Locklear and they're bringing back Laura Layton. Laura Layton was the redhead who was killed off in one of the seasons. I don't even know how they're bringing her back. So Melrose Place rebooting is terrible. And I have to mention The Golden Bachelor, even though it's a few days old now. Yes, The Golden Bachelor. That was where they had the older couples dating and this guy, Gary, whose name is spelled Jerry, which is very annoying. He got married to Teresa, and he lied about a lot of stuff in his background, which bothered me a lot. It came out after the fact. Well, after just 3 months of being married, they're getting divorced. This is garbage. I'm upset. And I watched all the interviews. Why are they getting divorced? Because they don't live in the same geographic area. One lives in New Jersey. One lives in South Carolina. They couldn't make that work. I mean, hello? Isn't that something you kind of talk through before you get engaged? Like, what's wrong with people? I did see, though, that they had a prenup, which is a good thing, because when you're in your 60s or 70s, whatever, I don't think you want to like tie up all your stuff and all that nonsense. So that was at least a good move. But this guy, Gary, spelled Jerry, needs to go away. I'm very excited for Golden Bachelorette. Don't at me. I don't care that you don't like that. And check out our special interview tomorrow with Amy Porterfield and our other stuff. You are awesome and keep it real. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me, guruevents.com. Check it out.